Orale! Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP podcast. It is week 16, but also it's Feliz Navidad week, everybody. ¿Cómo estamos, familia? I hope that the presents that Santo Claus leaves under your tree this year is plenty of fantasy points. Ojalá, ojalá. We are on YouTube, so the present you could give us is to give us a like and subscribe. Por favor, por favor. It helps us out. Also, make sure you're following me at Jorge Martin 17. That's where I put out all of our content. So it's week 16, familia. Time for the fantasy semifinals. Los semifinales. Es el tiempo for the money. It's the money time, familia. It is time to win and get into the fantasy championships. But first, let's get into some los pickups for the week. Okay, familia. Well, we've got to start off with, we've got on the quarterback side, we've got Justin Fields at Seattle this week. He went for 285 yards passing and 35 rushing yards on Monday Night Football. So we've got that Konami code very well established with him. It's not always going to be pretty. It wasn't pretty on Monday Night Football, but against Seattle, it doesn't necessarily have to be pretty. Four of the last five quarterbacks that they have faced have thrown for 292 or more yards. So it's a game in Seattle, so it could be wet, but let's be ready for some points to be scored in this game, because both teams, their defenses are just pretty jacked up. They're pretty decimated by this point. Another quarterback, it's kind of, we're going to have some, speculation plays, kind of like safety policy, safety plays a little bit. Tyler Huntley, he is rostered in 5% of Yahoo leagues. He is at Cincinnati this week. Now, he could play or he could be sitting behind Lamar Jackson. We do not know as of this time whether Jackson is ready to go, but he was the QB1 in week 15, which just tells you what week 15 was like, familia. He had four total touchdowns, 215 passing and 73 rushing yards. So again, another Konami quarterback. He does a good imitation of Lamar Jackson. Action Jackson, he's still the man. Todavía es el hombre. The 2019 MVP, but Huntley, he's not a bad stunt double. Back in week 7, Jackson threw for 257 yards and rushed for 88 more. So Cincinnati has been beaten up some. So something to consider there. Let's go to the running back side. So mi hermano, my friend Herm at Herm's NFL, he is doing a little baile. He's doing a little, kind of this kind of, maybe not a cholo dance, but he's definitely doing a dance right now, because his man, Ronald Jones, is going to get the rock. He's rostered in 36%. That's got to jump, familia. Leonard Fournette has a hamstring injury that's expected to take him out at least this week, possibly both weeks of the fantasy playoffs, considering the fact that they could be clinching the NFC South pretty soon. They may just want to get him rested up and ready for the playoffs. So we got Rojo. Rojo is going to be el hombre. He's only had 10 touches twice this week. One of those times was last week after Fournette got hurt. So, we've got a matchup where they're going up against at Carolina. Devin Singletary just stuck them for 22 rushes and 86 yards and a touchdown. So that happened. Also, the previous week, Mike Davis and Cordarrelle Patterson combined for 144 total yards. So this guy has a possibility. The Carolina defense has been good, but they've been a little leaky of late. So let's go to the next one. Down in Motown, Detroit Rock City, we've still got Craig Reynolds. Now, those of you who are of my age and you remember the Astros had a shortstop named Craig Reynolds in the 70s and 80s. So he is speculation play number one on the running back side. He's totaled 216 all-purpose yards in the last 2 weeks, where he has done a great job of filling in for Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift. No indication that either or both of them is going to be back. If both of them are out, Reynolds is a great play. The Atlanta defense is giving up 130.5 all-purpose yards since week 10 to the running backs. So vamonos, let's get him in there. Samaje Perine is speculation play number two, rostered in 13% of leagues. You got Joe Mixon suffered an ankle injury late in the game, week 15. So there's another possibility that he is not going to be playing. So Perine is likely to inherit a role that has had 23.8 touches per game since their week 10 bye. So what quite a role that we could be getting Perrine in. So, and just one thing to keep in mind, Baltimore defense has been good against the run, only 63.5 rushing yards since week 10, which is, I think, number third in the league. Speculation play number three, Justin Jackson. So it's the last one, el último, familia. Jackson got 14 touches last week. Joshua Kelly had only 7 in the Thursday night shootout against the Chiefs. Austin Eckler, he's been slowed by an ankle injury. There was also some talk about him having an illness, not COVID-related, but familia, you want to get someone who's going to be getting the most touches in a matchup against Houston, which has been giving up 160.6 total yards to the running backs. Justin Jackson is only 6% of Yahoo League. So spend some fab on him. Only four, you know, likely there's only four teams still playing for something in your league. So not a lot of competition. Use that money, familia. Got a few wide receivers to talk about. Amon-Ra St. Brown at Atlanta. I've been talking about this guy. He's rostered in 30% of leagues. So, I mean, this guy has 26 catches on 35 targets in the last three games. I mean, he has emerged as the go-to guy for the Lions. There's no TJ Hockenson. There's really no Robin to his Batman. And this is the number 31 defense against the wide receiver. They're giving up 41.7 fantasy points to that position. So Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now, keep in mind, Jared Goff, he went on the COVID list. If he's vaccinated, he could come off in time for the game on Sunday. So, but keep St. Brown in mind. I've got him on a stash on a couple of my benches. Russell Gage versus Detroit. Now, I wasn't recommending him early on in the season. He's fit, by the way, he's rostered in 50% of leagues. But, you know, I thought the competition was going to be tough. But in the last 3 weeks, he has 11, 6, and 12 targets. And there's still no Calvin Ridley coming back. The Falcons are he's not losing any targets to Kyle Pitts nor Cordarrelle Patterson, and the Lions are giving up over 261 yards per game passing since week 10. So Gage could be a great flex play for you this week. A couple more to talk about. Alan Lazard is rostered in 9% of leagues. Now, this was originally going to be Marquez Valdes-Scantling, but he went on the COVID list just this earlier today. And Lazard, his targets and MVS's targets have been about the same, 12 and 11. So you want to get some shares in there. The Cleveland defense has been a little bit banged up. So Lazard and, you know, listen, you want to have targets coming from Aaron Rodgers, don't you? Let's look at Lazard as a possibility, a flex play. Another last minute flex play, Gabriel Davis, someone that I recommended last week. Now, he had 5 catches set on 7 targets for 85 yards and 2 scores last week. He, you know, could it be a part of his second year breakout? There's no Cole Beasley. He went on the COVID IR today. He's likely out for the game. No word on if Emmanuel Sanders is going to be back from his knee injury. So it's really just going to be he's on the wide receiver side. He's only competing with Stephon Diggs. So he's going to be getting Diggs' leftovers, which still could be significant even if Diggs has a big game. Now it's at New England, but again, you know, the Patriots secondary is going to be paying attention to Gabriel Davis. Two last ones. Cole Kmet at Seattle this week. He's rostered in 25% of leagues. I've been recommending him a lot, but you know what? Last night on Monday Night Football, 9 targets, 6 receptions, 71 yards. There's no there may not be Travis Kelce this week. He went on the COVID list as well. So Cole Kmet going up against the Seattle defense that is really giving up some yardage to the tight end position. He's someone to keep in mind. Last one, streaming defense of the week. Now, we talked about Tyler Huntley earlier. We got the Bengals. Now, they have been balling out of late. 17 sacks, 9 turnovers since their week 10 bye. Again, in week 7, they had 5 sacks on Baltimore. So even if this is a game that shoots out a little bit, they could pile up some stats against that Baltimore offense. So let's possibly get them into your lineup, all right, if you need a defense. All right, familia, eso es todo for our show. A quick one because There's not a lot going on right now with all of your leagues down to about four teams. So, buena suerte in your semifinals. Ojalá you survived. You survived like you did in week 15. So if you're a team that's now playing one of the top two seeds, punch them in the nose. If you're one of the top two seeds looking for that, stomp those people, show them how it's done. Again, please make sure you like and subscribe us at YouTube, Familia FFB. You make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Familia FFB. You can find me at Jorge Martin 17. Also, original content, including an article at FamiliaFFB.com. Otra vez, Familia. Feliz Christmas week. A couple more shows coming up for you just to kind of get you ready for the big weekend. But for now, remember, todos somos familia. Salud. Y otra vez, feliz Navidad.